Gutierrez corrected, I think, his condition. He just put
Oh,
it in the chat.
good. Okay. We're back on the record, Angela.
Yes, we are.
Oh, thank you. Just one second note on the conditions from the Water Authority. This is added as a condition of the approval of the plat, and that is that the note must read, a note must be added to the plat to read ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easements. Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWUA, is granted easements in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary service lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service together with free access on and over the easement, and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with use of the easement. Thank you, everybody. That concludes agenda item 4.
Thank you.
Let's, if you don't mind, can we just take a quick 5-minute recess? I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Just a 5-minute recess. DHO. Next up is the final item to be heard today. That is agenda item 5, PR 2019-0030-30, minor plat 2025-00033. It's a request for preliminary final plat submitted by JAG Planning and Zoning as agent for the City of Albuquerque, who requests the aforementioned actions for all or a portion of the southerly portion of Coronado Park, Franciscan Edition, zoned NRPOA, and located at 301 McKnight Northwest between 3rd Street and 4th Street Northwest, containing approximately 4.4163 acres. Now, do we have a representative of the applicant team here?
Mr. Lucero, I'm here.
Thank you. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Yes, my name is Juanita Garcia. I'm with JAG Planning and Zoning, and my address is P.O. Box 7857, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87194.
Thank you. And please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Any other members of the applicant team that would be testifying today?
Mr. Lucero, we do have the surveyor on the project. His name is Christopher Medina on the line. Not sure if he's going to need to speak or not.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get him sworn in just in case. Are you there, Mr. Medina?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, sir. Would you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Christopher Medina with Terra Land Surveys, mailing address P.O. Box 2532, Corrales, New Mexico, 87048.
Thank you, sir. And please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, please tell us about this application, Ms. Garcia.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lucero. So this is a minor preliminary and final subdivision application. We are requesting this involves Coronado Park, which includes a smaller dog park between 2nd and 3rd Street, and also a fire station that's there located at 301 McKnight Avenue, shown on the screen. We are proposing to officially dedicate the right of way of 3rd Street that hadn't happened in previous documents in previous actions. And then we're also creating a separate parcel for the dog park. So the larger park will be the larger parcel will be Tract A, which is known as the Coronado Park, and it'll also contain the fire station. So the intent is for the city will be constructing a larger fire station at that location. And so, in order for us to do that, we needed to clear up the subdivision application. In addition, there was a recent vacation of the alley along the western edge of Tract A that was reviewed and approved by City Council that we are needing to incorporate into Tract A. So this application also addresses that. So the vacated or the dedicated areas that are for the purposes of the roads and future expansion of or future development of sidewalks would be in those areas that are shown in dots there. So it's quite a bit of area that's along Third Street that is to be dedicated as right of way. And so there is the expectation, as mentioned, a site plan that is to be coming in here soon for the development of the fire station.
Okay. Thank you. Excuse me. Anything else you'd like to add, Ms. Garcia, before I call for public comment?
No, we did include an infrastructure list with this application for the construction of sidewalks. But that is mostly handled along the area of where the fire station is. The city at this point does not have any funding available for any other sidewalks with this project.
Okay. Thank you. Well, let's go to the public comment portion of this hearing then. Again, for everyone here, this is agenda item 5, request for a preliminary final plat and along at 301 McKnight between 3rd and 4th. Please raise your hand if you'd like to speak on that matter. I'm scrolling through the participants. I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item 5. Last call for public comment on agenda item 5. Okay, Ms. Garcia, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment, so we'll proceed to the DFT specialty members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. And Mr. Gutierrez, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. So for this one, I just need to ensure the line locations and provide an exhibit dimensioning the sanitary sewer and the extents within the proposed 20-foot easement, and then add our general note, which I will put in the comments. So I just need that included in the. I need to see the exhibit of where that line is and just ensure that the note is on the plat before I sign. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions about that, Ms. Garcia?
No.
Okay, thank you. Let's go next to hydrology and Mr. T. Quan Chen. If you'd please raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
T. Quan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan. Hydrology has no objection to the plating action. Hydrology needs to approve the grading drainage plan prior to building permit. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next up is transportation. Mr. Ernest Adamico, if you please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Let's come here. Okay. Second and third are both principal arterials and require 6 foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Indian School frontage road is a major collector and requires 6 foot sidewalk with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffer, sorry. There's also proposed multi-use trail along this road, which may be used in lieu of sidewalk. McKnight is a local road and requires 5 foot sidewalk with a 4 to 6 foot landscape buffer. Sidewalk in the infrastructure list is only on one side of third, and it's required on both sides. The figure showed existing sidewalk on McKnight, but looking at it further, it's actually just a crusher fine pathway, and 5 foot is required there. Ms. Garcia and I had discussions about this just the other day, and I mean, it is city project. The city isn't necessarily exempt from our sidewalk requirements, so we do need sidewalk on these areas placed on an infrastructure list. I mean, you can put it as a future phase since they only have the money for the one side of Third right now, but you can put these as a future phase. The city doesn't require itself to do financial guarantees, so I can just make it a condition that so long as the sidewalk on the other roads is placed on an infrastructure list, I should be okay with it. For any future development, an approved T sale will be required prior to site plan, and traffic scoping form would need to be submitted.
Thank you, Ms. Gianrico. Any questions about that, Ms. Garcia? Or comments?
I apologize. I didn't know my microphone was off. No, I do not have any comments or questions regarding that. I'm not sure. Is it possible to identify on the infrastructure list sidewalks along around Tract B as future? Is that something that could be noted on the infrastructure list?
Yes, you can kind of put it like a future phase. You know, I've seen a infrastructure list broken down into phases, so that could just be a future phase. You can call it phase two or whatever. And just so long as it's on the list that we recognize that we will need those at some point.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Aramico. Let's go next to code enforcement. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we do that, let's go to Jay Rodenbeck. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Mr. Armijo, do we need to have that conditioned, the phasing of the infrastructure list, you think?
Yeah, I'm actually putting that in
Oh,
the
okay.
chat right now.
Awesome, thanks.
Great. Thank you both. Let's go next to Jacob Boylan. I will be delivering the code enforcement comments. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no objections and no comments on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that takes us to Parks and Recreation, Santini Montoya. If you'd please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
It looks like Parks and Rec provided information regarding the long-range bikeway system, that there's a multi-use trail along the south side of Indian School Road. They conducted a gap study. It's not requesting anything from the applicant's team at this time. It's just informational. And that's it. No objections.
Thank you. Ms. Garcia, any question about those factual items?
No.
Thank you. Let's go next to the planning department comments. I will be delivering those.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I'll be delivering
Thank
planning
you.
comments.
Just note for the record, you've already been sworn in. Go ahead.
Awesome. Just a couple of items. The application number and date of DHO approval will need to be added to the plat prior to distribution for final sign-off by DFT staff. The infrastructure list that is included with this request, the project and application numbers must be added to the IL, and the IL must be signed by DFT staff and the city engineer prior to final sign-off. And then finally, prior to final sign-off, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. The DXF file package must be submitted to Aegis at plat GIS review at cabq.gov. That concludes my statements.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Garcia, any questions for Mr. Boylan or any of the other DFT staff members?
No questions.
Okay. And Mr. Boylan, if you'd please put their proposed questions, I'm sorry, proposed conditions in, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, well, thank you everybody for your testimony. And having heard the testimony today and reviewed the evidence in the record, ready to rule on agenda item five. Excuse me. Agenda item five is PR 2019-003030, minor plat 2025-00033. And I hereby approve said application project number because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, please add sidewalks along McKnight, the other side of 3rd, 2nd, and future multi-use trail along Indian School Frontage Road to the infrastructure list as a future phase. Next, the application number and date of DHO approval will need to be added to the plat prior to distribution for final sign-off by DFT staff. Next, an infrastructure list is included with this request. The project and application numbers must be added to the infrastructure list, and the IL, the infrastructure list, must be signed by DFT staff and the city engineer prior to final sign-off of the plat. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. The DXF file package must be submitted to Aegis at platgisreview@cabq.gov. Next, please add the following note to the plat: ABCWUA public water and sanitary sewer easements. Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWUA, is granted easements in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary service lines, equipment, and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which interfere with use of the easement. Thank you very much, everybody. That concludes agenda item five. Also concludes the hearing for today, July 16th, 2025. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
You.
Say, Jay, this is Robert. Could you stay on for a second?
Sure.